This week, in the program Shnayim Mikro, we are studying Parshas Nitzovim. This is Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, who will be presenting the material for this week, Parshas Nitzovim, as well as for Parshas Vayelech. Nitzovim is a very short parsha, only 40 psukim, and so each of our brief talks will be perhaps even briefer than usual. Although the psukim may be few, but the meaning is quite profound and important. And the pasuk begins, Atem nitzovim hayom kulchem. Today you are all standing lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, before Hashem your God. Rashi emphasizes the word hayom, this day, that Moshe is speaking to the Jewish people, to all the Jewish people, on his last day on earth. Nitzovim, standing. The Targum translates it koimen, existing. You're still standing. You, despite of all the curses that we studied last week in Parshas Kisovo, you're here. You're still here, standing. Ramban understands Nitzovim to mean not just standing, but mizumanim, standing at the ready. You're ready for the next step. And you are standing before God, Ibn Ezra, you are standing before the Oron, the Ark. Kulchem, all of you includes Rosheichem Shifteichem, which according to Rashi means the heads of your tribes, that's the first layer, the highest level in the hierarchy. As if it was written, Roshei Shifteichem, the heads of your tribes, Zikneichem, your elders, Vishotreichem, and your rulers or policemen. In other words, one level beneath the other. As Rashi puts it, Hachashuv Choshuv Kodem, first the Roshim, the chieftains, then the Zikanim, the elders, then the Shotrim, who have some position of power, and finally, Kol Ish Yisroel, every individual Jew. Tapchem Nisheichem, children, women, V'gercho Asher Bekerev Machanecho, and the stranger who dwells in your land. Mechotei Veitzecho, from he who chops your wood, Ad Shoev Meimecho, to he who fetches your water. And here Rashi says that the wood choppers and the water fetchers refer to those Kena'anim, those Gentiles who came and wished to convert and came to Moshe and asked to convert. Since they were Kena'anim, Moshe accepted them but as a lower position, as woodchoppers and shoavi mayim. But they too are included in this covenant of which we are about to learn. Li'ovrecha, you're standing here today in order that you should pass through. That's how Rashi understands it. Li'ovrecha, so that you should pass through. Because when a bris was made in ancient times, when a covenant was made in ancient times, there were two pieces, either two pieces of a sacrificial animal or two other gatherings of objects. And the person who would be committing to the covenant would walk through those pieces. So Li'ovrecha means so that you should pass through bivris, in a covenant, in a bris. The bris of Hashem Elokecha uva olaso, God's covenant and God's curse to those who do not keep the covenant. Hasher Hashem Elokecha koreis imcho hayom. This is the bris, the covenant, which God is concluding with you today. This is the bris. And so we have reached until Sheni, the end of the first talk of Parshas Nitzavim.